News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show, 704-570-1110. Great to be here with you. So we had that huge storm that took place on Friday night, and I was at my house on Friday night. I made the drive, and I couldn't believe, first of all, I'm not calling anybody specifically out because I don't know who it was, but if you were driving in that hell storm, rainstorm, that had hail in it at some point, and you were doing like 70 in an SUV, like you need to not drive that fast. Like, that is too fast in blinding rain, and that's all I'm going to say. You can disagree. I'm not going to take I'm not going to take calls on that, because I think you should not speed in blinding rain. I think that's a mistake. Wherever you're going, you're a fool if you're driving at 70 miles an hour in that kind of rain. So when I got back to my place and I got all squared away, the rainbows were showing and things were happening, and you know, the sort of stuff that you'd want to have happen. You know, you're just kind of sitting back. It's a Friday night. It's time to chill. It's a good time to be doing the things that you got to do. Then all of a sudden, guess what? I had an air conditioning unit issue. That's right. The air conditioning unit went sideways on me, and I thought, oh gosh, I got to get the air conditioning unit serviced. I gotta do something about this. It's gotta happen. What am I gonna do? Well, then something else happened. That thing that's mounted on the side of the wall that's got the circuit breaker in it, or whatever that thing is, the fuse in it, it blew like a cherry bomb. And I went, oh, this is bad. I gotta do something about this. This is horrible. It's the worst thing ever. So I was like freaking out. So Saturday morning, I said, you know, I'm going to call some guys, have them come look at it. So the air conditioning guy came and looked at it and said, yeah, you need an electrician to look at these wires, because these wires look like they're fried. And I started making phone calls, and I couldn't find anybody to come and take a look at this unit and figure out what was going on at my house, what had happened, whatever, until I met a great guy named Joe, who's over at Pyramid Electric, and he came by and he looked at this and he said, dude, you got hit by lightning. And I said, no, I didn't get hit by lightning. I feel fine. I don't have superpowers now. I don't have like X-ray vision. I don't have any of that kind of stuff. He said, no, that's not what it is. He said, you got hit by lightning. There's a lightning strike that came in and hit you there at the place. And I said, I didn't smell anything. I didn't see anything. He goes, came through the grass. He goes, it came through the grass. And it went boom right there into the box, and the box acted the way it's supposed to act, which is shoots the fuse out of the box. And guess what? He said, "You have to do something here with these wires." So you know what he did? He came in, helped me out, got me back online, and the rest is history. But you know what was so interesting? We had a very long conversation, and he was a former police officer in New York City, and we were talking about police work and the challenges we face. And what I thought was so interesting about Joe over at Pyramid was he said, you know what position in law enforcement needs to be taken much, much, much more seriously? He said, you see what happened at Uvalde? School resource officers need to be respected. They need to be paid properly. It should not be a final destination for a cop that's on their way moving out of the force into retirement. It ought to be a full-time assignment that allows mobility upwards, where you can get promoted and where you can really specialize in doing this sort of stuff. And it was such an amazing conversation. He was such an easy guy to talk to, and he was able to help me out with what happened with the wiring and the blow and all that sort of stuff that took place. And it was remarkable. And you got to understand something here. I love the people I get to meet in my daily life here in Charlotte and around the area. I love the people I get to meet, the entrepreneurs, the people with big ideas and great ideas, because when you start talking one-to-one with folks, like I did with Joe, what you end up having in that case is connectivity. You get that connectivity, and you get to look at the issues that are out there affecting all of us. People have really good ideas. People with experience in life have really good ideas, and that's the difference between politicians who practice the theoretical and come up with these things that are fanciful, written by lobbyists, proposed by college professors that have never really worked in the real world. It's when you talk to those folks, especially the people who have worked in law enforcement in a variety of locations and who understand the challenges we face, it gets granular really, really fast. So I owe a debt of thanks to Joe for coming by my place and looking and helping us resolve some of these issues. But I'm very appreciative for getting his wisdom in understanding what it is that we need to do in this country to get people feeling safe again and to get our kids learning in a proper environment. It was really a remarkable conversation. So thank you very much to Joe from Pyramid. An absolutely great conversation.